Barnabas is known as a son of consolation, a son of encouragement. What a great name. Wouldn't we all love to have that nickname, to be an encourager? I want to give you 8 encouragements to be an encourager. And the first one is, encouragement imitates God. God is a great encourager. He actually praises people, far from perfect people, sinful people, people who have issues in their past, in their present, or in their future, and yet he takes time to record his praise of them and have it recorded in Scripture. For example, you think of his words of Noah, "You are righteous before me in this generation." Job, "There's none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil." Jesus' words of the Roman centurion, "I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." Nathaniel, "Behold an Israelite indeed in whom there's no deceit." The Canaanite woman, "Great is your faith." So you see, God is an encourager. God praises. And therefore, when we do that, we are imitating God. Secondly, encouragement glorifies God. When we highlight God's work in another person, we are glorifying him. We're tracing it to him and using it as an opportunity to praise him for his good work. And indeed, to ignore that or to deny that is actually sinning against God. Thirdly, encouragers don't wait for perfection. Now, we've spoken about Barnabas being an encourager. He went into a messy church plant situation in Antioch, and he immediately highlighted all the things that were wrong and started putting them right without delay. No, that's not in your Bible. It's not in mine either. In fact, we read that when he went into that messy situation in Acts chapter 11, verse 23, when he had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. In other words, he didn't focus on all that was wrong. He focused on the progress and the growth and the advance of God's kingdom in Antioch. So, encouragers don't wait for perfection before they encourage. Fourthly, encouragers open the door to change. If you think back on the teachers, the people in your life that helped you grow, whether it was in academics or sports, they weren't the hypercritical people, were they? No, they were the people who praised you, who encouraged you, who really boosted you. That makes you want to go on and excel and do even more. It's discouragement, actually, that stops growth. Encouragement promotes growth. It opens the door to change. It also helps evangelism. Why was Barnabas such a blessing in the early church? It was because he had such an uplifting spirit. His good news spirit paved the way or opened the door for the good news. People wanted to hear what he had to say because of who he was and how he conducted himself. Encouragers are also honest. We're not talking here about flattery, about deceit. No, we're talking about truth. So where you see good, you say good. You don't see bad and say good. Where there's bronze grade goodness, you give bronze grade encouragement. Where it's gold standard, you give gold standard praise. And you don't give encouragement with a view to getting something back or something out of a person. You don't give encouragement to preface criticism. That's not true encouragement. Encouragement is honest and really seeks the good of the person themselves. Then encouragement strengthens, and that's the literal meaning of the word. It's to put strength in someone. And so, is there someone in your life, I would ask you, that that you can go and put strength in today as a daughter, as a son, as a wife, as a colleague. You can be a great strengthener through encouragement. And then encourage us, go public. It's good to encourage in private, but it's also good to encourage someone in front of other people, because that builds a culture. It builds a culture of transparency and openness and of positivity. And hopefully it will become infectious. As people see and hear you encourage someone, they will do the same. So 8 encouragements to encouragement. And the church and the world could do with a lot more Barnabases, a lot more sons of consolation. Real men are encouragers.